Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 13th of March. US consumer price inflation was largely as expected, but in the detail shows a narrower and narrower basis for inflation. Excluding shelter, which is a weird measure, inflation stayed below 2% year over year. Durable goods prices marked their 15th consecutive month of deflation. This is not to say that the headline number doesn't matter. Economists are not excluding items to fiddle the figures. But narrowing the focus in analysis of inflation gives a sense of where future trends are heading, and the direction is disinflationary, even deflationary. Of political relevance, food price inflation is slowing, and for a few items, prices are starting to fall. Vending machine inflation is still high, and Snickers bars don't seem to be coming down in price, but the overall trend should help reduce perceptions of inflation over time. On the political front, US President Biden has enough delegates to become the Democrat Party presidential candidate at the August convention, and former US President Trump has enough votes to become the Republican Party presidential candidate at the July convention. Markets are hardly going to be surprised by this news. Markets are also unlikely to price in electoral scenarios at this stage. The primary campaigns have highlighted the unreliability of opinion polls, and the composition of Congress is likely to be important. Issues like the Republican vice presidential candidate are also significant. It is only in late summer, probably after the Democratic Party convention, that markets will start to attempt to price in the election. We have industrial production data from the EU and the UK today. These are not likely to be market-moving figures. The EU data is always scooped by national releases, and the UK doesn't really focus on industrial economic activity as a predominantly service sector economy. German February wholesale price data is not a top-tier data release, but at the moment any price data is attracting a certain amount of market attention. German wholesale prices have been in deflation since the second quarter of 2023. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.